午後の部。
A. Do young people today have shorter attention spans? It is notoriously difficult to directly compare the youth of today and the youth of the past. As expectations and standards in different areas shift, it is hard to know whether today's youth outperforms previous generations. Regarding attention span, however, I think we can make several logical assumptions to answer this question. We know that the brain is like a muscle. It can be trained or exercised to improve certain functions. Memory, for example, can be easily enhanced through practice. Therefore, when some mental functions are not used, they deteriorate accordingly. Now, if we look at lifestyle changes over the last several decades, we find that entertainment has become fast-paced and geared towards instant gratification. Movies change scenes quickly and computer games are updated regularly. Children are far more likely to switch a game on and off rather than take the time and effort to enjoy reading a whole novel. Therefore, I do not feel the question is whether or not young people have shorter attention spans. The answer to that is probably yes. The more important question is, do adults today also have shorter attention spans? After all, do we not also find ourselves lazily flicking through television channels too?
C. Which is a greater threat to mankind, terrorism or world hunger? Terrorism is an attention-grabbing news item, and so it always reaches the headlines. In the world's richer countries, it is also a greater cause for concern to people in their everyday lives. Few people are worried about where their next meal will come from, but a terrorist attack will affect them in several ways. It could disrupt their travel plans, affect where they choose to go on holiday, or damage the share prices of companies they have invested in. In the worst-case scenario, a huge terror attack such as 9/11, as it is now known, will tip a robust economy into a downward spiral. However, when all is said and done, it will kill or injure comparatively few people. On the other hand, in the world's poorer countries, there are millions who are living on the brink of starvation. One bad crop due to drought or a civil war or a disease which kills their livestock could push their precarious livelihood over the edge. When this occurs, the effects are far more devastating than a terrorist strike. For this reason, we should remember to keep our news items in perspective.
D. The moral issues raised by stem cell research. Most cells in our body have a particular purpose which cannot be changed. For instance, a liver cell cannot do the job of a heart cell. But stem cells are different. Because they are still at an early stage of development, they still have the potential to become different types of cell. This means they could be used as a repair kit for damaged organs. The controversial aspect of this therapy is that the most useful stem cells come from human embryos. Usually, these cells are not taken from an expecting mother, but from embryos specially created in a lab. The stem cells are harvested when the embryo is just a few days old. Supporters of this research say that these are little more than microscopic balls of cells. As such, they bear virtually no resemblance to humans at all. However, opponents argue that all embryos, whether created in a lab or not, have the potential to become fully fledged humans, and as such, it is morally wrong to experiment on them. They also fear that this is the thin end of the wedge. Once we become accustomed to experiments of this nature, the boundaries of ethical research will be pushed even further.
これでこの CD は終わりです。